More than 60,000 residents of the occupied territories of Donetsk and Luhansk regions have already crossed the border with the Russian Federation. The occupying power evacuates people deep into Russia under the pretext of an offensive by the armed forces of Ukraine. As Russian media report with reference to Acting Minister of Emergency Situations of the Russian Federation Alexander Chuprian, 9 trains went to the regions of Russia over a day. All the vacant places in resort houses and hotels meant for the accommodation of refugees in Taganrog and its suburbs were filled within 2 days. So the geography of settlement began to expand. 6 regions of the Russian Federation, Rostov, Voronezh, Kursk, Penza, Saratov, and Volgograd regions, already declared a state of emergency due to people evacuated from Donbass allegedly for the operational reception of refugees. At the same time, the Ukrainian side believes that Russia is violating the rights of Ukrainian orphans and children deprived of parental care by forcibly evacuating them from social facilities in the temporarily occupied territories and deliberately putting their lives at risk. This statement was made public by the press service of the Ukrainian Parliament Commissioner for Human Rights Lyudmila Denisova. Earlier, she reported that some residents of the occupied territories, having entered the territory of Russia, were not properly accommodated. Women with children and elderly people stayed sleepless and without food in unheated buses for almost 2 days. Ukraine's ombudsperson urged the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and the international community to respond immediately to Russia's violation of Article 49 of the Convention relative to the protection of civilian persons in time of war due to the illegal evacuation of Ukrainian citizens into the territory of the occupying power. At the same time, Minister of Defense of Ukraine Alexei Reznikov, referring to intelligence data, stated that some residents of the temporarily occupied territories of Donbass evacuated to Russia were returning home on their own. In Russia, no one gives them food or accommodates them. The official believes that this whole story of evacuation is propaganda stunt. Bohdan Marushiak.